All right, welcome back to Warrior Basketball from Lapine High School, where the Warriors are playing the Lapine Hawks for the championship game here of the Lapine Tournament. Warriors dispatched of Burns yesterday, and Lapine got past Illinois Valley. And so the starting lineups for tonight's game for your Warriors, it's going to be Sam White, Zach Blake, Jason Nelson, Kodiak Yeager, and Tyler Parr. For the Hawks, it's going to be number one, Maury Desitoff, a 5'10 senior. Number five, Wyatt Oldham, a 6'6 senior. Number 13, Jeremy Smith, a 6' junior, or senior, excuse me. Number 25, Damian Pike, a 5'10 senior. And number 35, Garreau Gerhardt, a 6'2 senior. The Pine, of course, plays in an interesting league. They have to do a tremendous amount of travel. They play teams like Sio and Gilcrest and Cresswell, Cresswell over in that neighborhood. And they're going to be, with the new league, they'll still be traveling over that way. I think they're going to have They're going to have Santiam Christian and Cresswell and kind of teams in that neighborhood. And so every trip for them is a long trip, for sure. It took us about a little over 3 hours to drive over here. When you're on a bus, it's at least 3 and 40 minutes, probably, maybe 4 hours, depending on the weather. And looking forward to driving back tonight. I'm sure it's snowing here, not sticking, but I'm pretty sure it's sticking up over the Willamette Pass. So we'll get that joyful return tonight. The teams are coming back tomorrow morning so that they can drive that during the daytime, which I think is a great idea. All right, teams are out on the floor. Yeager going to jump center against Oldham. Oldham a legit 6'6", maybe more. I don't know. Yeager's 6'2", 6'2 and a half, somewhere at least 6'2", I'd say. And Oldham's definitely got 4 inches on him, for sure. Ball's up, and Yeager wins the tip just like that. White with the ball, brings it up the left side, pulls up at the three-point line now, inside, out to Blake. Blake swings it to Nelson. They look inside to Yeager. Little 2-3 zone defense here. Swing pass to Parr. Parr starts baseline, spins back, backs it out. They start to trap him out there. They get a trap on him, goes inside to Yeager. Yeager back out to Blake. Blake, three-pointer, top of the key, good. Zach Blake gets things started with his first basket of the game. And it's 3-0 Warriors. Great ball movement, inside out, reversed it. Exactly what we talked about before the game. Scott has got his players executing what he wants there. Desitoff picks it up, gets it to Smith on the left wing. Smith penetrates back around the key, gives it to Desitoff. They go inside to Oldham. Oldham on the right block, turns, jump hook, good. So didn't show that apparently last night, according to our players, but right there shows a nice little jump hook, and there's a pass knockdown. Blake gets it back, and then Smith steals the ball, lays it up, and in. So good pressure there by the Hawks. They're in a 3-1-1 zone defense here. Warriors break it to Kodiak. Yeager, bounce pass Nelson. Nelson in traffic, misses. Yeager tips it. Nelson with the ball. He'll reset the offense. Pulls it out to the side, goes to Parr. Parr out on top to White. 4-3 Hawks. Minute and 15 into the game. Parr, right angle, down in the corner. Nelson looks at the three, back to Parr. Parr against his 2-3 look. Got to move the ball. Nelson, right corner, three, no good. Rebound, Smith. Hawks bring it up the middle of the floor. Gets it to Gerhardt. Gerhardt starts the offense now. Hands it to Smith, and they'll get things going. Works off a little screen from Gerhardt. Left corner. Pike back to Smith. Smith backs it out on the left angle. Working on Blake. Corner, Pike, 22-footer, no good. Weak side rebound, White. Sammy pushes it up across, down the left side to Blake. Blake in the corner picks up his dribble, and it's knocked out of bounds by Smith. That's not where you want to get that ball, down in the corner against this zone. They want to trap out there if they can. White gets a corner three. That's an air ball. I think somebody must have got a piece of that one, and the ball scrapped on the floor. Gerhardt rolls over. Should have been a travel. No call there. Gets it to Smith. Smith ahead to Desitoff. Desitoff, a little hesitation, finds a cutting Oldham. Oldham turns up off the glass, misses. Good defense by Tyler Parr, and Oldham couldn't hang on to it clean. Yeager with the ball, brings it up. He'll put the brakes on and hand it to White. Smith really hounding the guards out on the top of that 3-2 zone now. Or it might be a 2-3, but it looks like a 3-2. They morph it. Blake backs out, 25-footer, and buries it. Zach Blake with a pair of threes to get this game started. That one was so deep, that will mess the zone up. 25-footer from the left angle. Desitov, top of the key, looks for a rolling Oldham, and the pass not good. He steps out of bounds trying to save it. That one's on Desitov. That was a good roll by Oldham after a screen. Desitov threw the ball way too high for the 6'6 Oldham to come down with. Warrior basketball, it's kind of a 3-2 press. They break that right. Oh, they should have broken the right away. Sammy throws it over the head of Blake. Jason tries to save it, gets it back in. Gearhart with the ball. That should have been an easy break. Gearhart down the left side, puts up a tough shot, no good. Jaeger battling Parr with the rebound. Parr ahead to Nelson. Nelson penetrates in right to the basket, scores, and he's fouled. Jason Nelson with excellent penetration from the right wing. Good pass ahead from Parr there. Found Nelson down that right side, and Nelson took advantage of the defense not being back and set and got all the way to the rim on that. I think they thought he was going to either not shoot at all or just hold up at the three-point line or take the three. And Nelson fooled him and got right to the rim. Misses the foul shot. Warriors up 8-4. 6-0 run for Amity right now. Lapine, Desitov with the ball. Crosses over, gets a screen from Gearhart. Takes a three, top of the key, no good. Good box out by Jaeger, but Oldham goes up and gets it. Misses the shot, weak side rebound, Blake. Blake pushes up the right side. Gearhart goes for the strip, can't get it. Blake, hesitation at the foul line, out in the corner to Nelson. Nelson swings it out on top. Bad pass, Desitov picks it off. Desitov all the way to the rim. He's got some wheels, and he scores. Not a good decision there on that pass reversal. Desitov got smacked in the mouth, apparently on the shot, bleeding profusely from the mouth, checking his uniform, but apparently got hit in the mouth somewhere on that shot. No foul called, though, so nobody saw it. 8-6 Warriors. Got to take better care of the basketball. That's two turnovers here that are kind of on the unforced nature. There's another one as Blake tries to do a look-away pass from about 40 feet to Jaeger, picked off by Oldham. Smith, right angle, three, no good, and Nelson with the rebound on the weak side. Nelson behind the back, getting a little chaotic here. Need to slow down. Parr, left corner three, air ball. Pike with the rebound. I don't think Scott likes the pace of this game right now. It's getting a little chaotic out there. Gearhart screens White to get Pike free, and then ball is tipped out of bounds by the Warriors. 8-6 Warriors, 3:56 left to go in the first quarter. Desitov still getting cared for down there. He's still bleeding in the mouth, so he got smacked pretty good. They lobbed to Oldham, right side, puts it up and in. That's a tough inbound for Jaeger to deal with, giving up quite a bit of room or quite a bit of height to Oldham there. Warriors try to break the press. Ball's loose, and Smith ends up with the steal. Warriors are not being patient against the press break. They're getting rattled here. Gearhart with a three, left wing, no good. Jaeger with a good box out, and Nelson wants a timeout. Not happy with the way the Warriors are taking care of the basketball. Three turnovers on the last three trips down the floor for the Warriors. 8-8, 3:34 to go. I think this is going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay here. Blake with six, Nelson two for the Warriors. Oldham four, Desitov and Smith two each. Desitov still getting attended to down here. He took a pretty good shot to the mouth. And they're putting gauze in his mouth, trying to absorb the blood. So I don't know if he just got, and he's going to head to the locker room, I think. I think he's just having a hard time getting the bleeding stopped. I don't know if he cut his lip or his tongue or what. But can't tell from here. He's headed over to the drinking fountain to kind of rinse out his mouth. I didn't see what happened on that or who got him, but it must have been somebody going for the block, missed the ball and followed through and got him in the face. It's one of the most common injuries in basketball is when somebody attempts to challenge a shot and their follow-through, they don't get any of the ball, they don't get any of the arm or wrist, but instead they follow through and get part of your face. So it leads to broken noses, scratched eyes, and lost teeth. Warriors break the press this time. Jaeger, bounce pass to Blake. Blake, three-pointer right side, no good. High for the rebound. Kodiak Jaeger takes it right back up. Oldham blocks the shot, and Jaeger's going to get the loose ball foul as he knocks number three, Peyton Manley, to the ground. It was a nice block by Oldham. Like I said, Jaeger giving up a solid 4 inches in head height and probably five or so in reach. Par out and into the game for the Warriors is Josh Wart. So the Warriors go with a little bit more size inside now. Wart pushing on Gearhart down in the low post. Gearhart sets a screen. They roll him to the hoop, and that should be a foul. They're going to call a travel. Could have been a foul on Jason Nelson coming from behind, but instead Gearhart gets called for the travel as on the pick and roll. They run that pick and roll from the high post pretty well. Actually out by the foul, not the foul line, but the top of the key, they run that pick on the guard and then try to roll the bigs to the basket. Warriors break the press. Nelson across to White. White, right corner three, won't stay in. Wart battling Oldham. Oldham goes up high and gets the rebound over the top of Wart. Josh had it. Got to be a little stronger with the ball there. Smith down in the right corner, cut off by White. They get it to Gearhart. He powers down the right side. His shot blocked by Wart. White with the ball. In traffic, pulls it back. Over to Blake. Blake, right baseline, gets trapped down there, and they got a reach-in foul, I think, on Gearhart. We will see here who they end up calling that on. Let's see. Is it on 35? So it's Gearhart's first foul. That is the second team foul on Lapine. Warriors have one. Gearhart out. And they bring in number 11. That's George into the game. Right corner three, White off the inbound. No good. Nelson tips it back out to Blake, though, and the Warriors will reset the offense. Blake out by the center circle. 2-3 zone. He'll pull up from 23. No good back rim. And the rebound by Manley. Stolen by Nelson. Ball knocked out of his hands. There are bodies everywhere. No fouls being called. Jaeger with the loose ball. He dribbles through some traffic. Pulls up from 8. No good. Wart with the rebound. Ball stripped out of his hands. They're going to call the foul on Wart after all of that. My goodness, they're letting so much contact go. Dunn with the rebound. Wart's going to get the foul. Coach Nelson just chewing on the official about the three or four fouls that weren't called before that. Wart got mugged down at the baseline. And in trying to get the ball back after they was mugged, got called for the reach-in foul. His first, second team foul on the Warriors. 2 minutes to go in the first. Very physical game. 8-8 is the score. Out on the left side is George. Looks inside to Oldham. Working on Wart. Turns to the right hand. Misses that one. Wart tips it. Nelson with the rebound. A lot of contact there on the loose ball. White penetrates in all the way to the basket. He's going to be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two. Couldn't finish with the left hand, but a great job of getting to the rim by Sam White. Got that penetration before the zone really had their responsibilities solidified there. Foul's going to be on number 23. That's Joe Dunn. That's his first, 6'2 junior. Destatoff back in the game now? Looks like he is. So they must have got the bleeding stopped. He's talking with Zach Blake out by half court. Destatoff incredibly quick off the dribble in the open floor. Nelson out and McNulty in. Joe, a senior, comes in at about 6 feet tall. White hits a pair. So White's on the board with his first 2 points of the game. Warriors up 10-8, minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Manley, top of the key, pulls up, misses the three, and the rebound tipped away, loose ball. Wart finally gets it. He's hit by Gearhart. The ball's loose. Unbelievable. Dunn on the floor. He travels. He tripped when he was dribbling, but Josh Wart just got clobbered by Gearhart, and absolutely no call. Gearhart's a big boy, 6'2", probably 250 pounds at least, and just big, solid, thick through the lower body and upper body. A little bit of a belly on him, but very athletic and built, and he uses that weight and that mass inside. McNulty, right wing, looks inside to Wart. Wart catches it on the low baseline, misses with the left hand. Jaeger misses the putback. Wart gets it stripped away by Desitop. Warrior basketball. Good hustle by Josh and Kodiak in there. Got a good look there. The first shot was pretty tough. Josh got a little low on the baseline. Took it up with the left hand. Couldn't get it on the glass. Kodiak had a point-blank putback. Warriors fake the alley-oop on the inbound. They get it to Blake. Blake will take the three. Top of the key, right side. No good. Weak side rebound. Sam White fakes the putback and then backs it out. They got a kick ball by Desitoff as White tried to rotate it out to McNulty. 10-8 Warriors, 1 minute to go, first quarter. Warriors will inbound far side of the court, foul line extended. White with the ball out on top now. Swings it to Blake. Blake fakes the three, goes back to White, top of the key. He drives, pulls up from eight, off the glass and in. Sammy White with a very controlled drive there. Love to see that. Got himself into the lane, didn't take it too deep, and popped the shot before the defense could come out to really challenge him. That's what you have to do against a zone. Gearhart down low, doubled. He turns, right-hand hook, no good. Blake with the rebound. Had a mismatch in there, but a little double help there from Jaeger made Gearhart have to take a tough shot. Tommy Jackson is set to come in the game. Blake penetrates, and he's going to call him for a travel. He got tripped up when he did his jump stop. Ended up rolling an ankle. He's talking to the official and saying, hey, I didn't fall down on my own. I never fall down on my own. I can jump stop all day and not fall down. How did I get knocked to the floor there? No foul called. Tweaked an ankle a little bit on that. He'll be able to walk that off, but still not very happy about no foul being called there. 24 and a half seconds to go, first quarter. 12-8 Warriors. Very, very physical game. First time the Warriors have had a really physical opponent where the officials have allowed them to play like this. Gearhart sets a screen. Desitov pulls up for two. No good. Wart with the rebound. Hands it off to White. 10 seconds now to go in the first quarter. 8 seconds. White with the ball looking for a screen from Wart. He'll take a 23-footer. And no good. Rebound. Wart puts it back up. No good. Oh, they had it. And McNulty should have put it up and didn't realize the clock was going to run out. Josh Ward with a point-blank put back and couldn't finish it. Missed a couple of those, one by Ward, one by Jaeger. And Josh, pretty frustrated as he comes off the floor. He knows he should have had that one. And my guess is he'll get it next time without any question. All right, end of the first quarter. Warriors up 12-8. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back. This is KLYC.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. One quarter in the books and a rough, physical, knockdown, drag-out street brawl going on here between the Warriors and the Hawks of Lapine. And I think the officials are going to talk to both teams a little bit. They talked to the Warriors, and I guess they're not going to talk to the Hawks. Maybe the Warriors were talking to the officials. I don't know. But unbelievable number of fouls not called. Only five fouls called in that first quarter. There could have been five fouls called on some individual plays during that quarter. 12-8 Warriors as we start the second. Wart, Nelson, Jackson, White, and McNulty in the game for the Warriors. Manley with the ball. Gets a little screen from Oldham at the top of the key. Hands the ball to Smith. Smith penetrates down the right side. They run a little weave to Desitov. Now back to Manley. Manley to Smith as they weave back and forth across the top of the key. Doesn't use the screen from Oldham. Goes baseline. Inside to Gearhart. Back out to Oldham for three. Top of the key. No good. And Jackson with the rebound. And I don't know how that's not a foul. Jackson gets absolutely leveled from behind by Gearhart. No call. Jason Nelson comes out of there with the ball. Warriors are just going to have to be more physical. Nelson penetrates. Gives it to Jackson. Out to McNulty. McNulty, his pass tipped, but White gets it back. White settles things down now a little bit. He works off the top of the key now over to Nelson. Zach Blake going to come back in next dead ball. White, bounce pass to McNulty. Three-pointer left side. No good. Bounces around. Smith has the ball. Lost it. Sammy White takes it to the hoop. No good. Double clutch that one. I think he thought he was going to get fouled. He had an easier shot than what he made it. Smith pulls up. Three-pointer right angle. No good. Rebound Tom Jackson. Gets it to Nelson. Nelson puts the brakes on and gets it to White to set up the offense. White, top of the key extended over to McNulty on the left side. High post, Jackson. Jackson to White. White, three-pointer, no good. He'll go to the foul line. That's going to be on Smith. He got White on the follow-through. Didn't give him anywhere to land. Nope, it's going to be on Peyton Manley. That's Manley's first fourth-team foul on Lapine. Warriors up 12-8. White to the line to shoot three. First one, no good. Sammy not shooting his normal stellar percentage so far this year. I think that'll come up as the year goes on. Not too concerned about it. Excellent outside shooter. Makes the second one perfect. If he makes this one, he'll be 4 out of 5 on the night. So 80% is not horrible for a high school foul shooter by any means. Sammy would tell you he should be shooting 100%. Second one bangs around and drops in. And Zach Blake into the game for Sam White. White will get his first break. 6:35 left to go in the second, so White played the first 9.5 minutes there. Get himself a little spell on the bench with some water and get ready to go back in. Manley with the ball, right angle, works off a high screen, jump stop, gets to Smith. They run this weave with an occasional screen in there. Desitoff comes back off the Gearhart pick, pulls up at the elbow, misses that one badly. Good challenge by Tommy Jackson. Wart with the rebound. Blake brings it up, swings it left side, and that ball was tipped out of bounds by Desitoff. You got to watch him. Desitoff, very, very quick and an excellent athlete. About 5'10", probably 170 pounds or so, 160, maybe not quite that big, 160 pounds. Very, very quick. And an aggressive defensive player. Blake with the ball out on top. Goes high post to Wart. Too low, down between his knees. Pass ahead to Desitoff. Desitoff takes it in traffic. They're going to call a foul. Boy, for all the hard contact there's been in this game, there was almost no contact on that I could see, and they called the foul down low. And so Desitoff's going to go to the line. Foul is the third team foul of the game, and I think they called that on Blake, but there it is. Blake with his first. He went over to the official to try to find out what the call was because he was up high challenging. Desitoff misses the first. Parr going to check back into the game. He'll get Josh Wart. Wart will get a break. Good minutes for Josh, just not able to finish a couple of shots inside, but he affected some shots by Lapine. He's just got to get stronger. Craig Wilson talking to him now about being stronger on the rebounds. Another miss, but a rebound by Pike. Oldham for three, no good. Jackson high for the rebound. So a pair of misses by Desitoff and then a missed three by Oldham. They had a chance at some points there and didn't get them. Nelson fakes the three right angle. Now back to Blake. Now Nelson, they go inside. Jump hook, Kodiak, good! Kodiak Yeager with his first points of the game. A little jump hook from about 6 feet on the right baseline. He likes that shot. Warriors up 16-8. Desitoff off the Gearhart screen up top. Goes to Smith on the left angle. Smith looking for an Oldham screen. Parr fights over that. Smith drives right side. Kicks it to Gearhart on the baseline. Good. Little 12-footer on the baseline. Gearhart with his first 2 points of the game. Back into this zone press. Kind of a 2-2-1 look now. Blake brings it up. Backs off. Gets it across now to Parr. Parr can't save it. A little high from Zach. Jason Nelson not happy. Letting out a yell of frustration there. Zach just let that one sail a little bit on him. Tyler's got good hands, but that one was about 2 feet over his head. Had to try to come down and kind of walk a tightrope over there and couldn't do it. Desitoff lobs to Oldham in the mid post. Back out to Gearhart for three. Top of the key, good. He's got five, and it's a 16-13 game. They've scored five straight points to cut this 8-point lead. There's a bad pass by Blake, picked off by Smith. He gets it ahead to Desitoff. Desitoff out in the corner. Gearhart for three. No good this time. Kodiak Yeager with the rebound. He pushes up the middle of the floor, and he's wolfed from behind by Gearhart. The ball is loose on the floor, going all over the place. Body's flying, and Desitoff has the ball, and Lapine has control to Gearhart. Gearhart, top of the key. Jackson on him. Takes a three. No good. Parr with the rebound. Good box out by Yeager on Oldham so Parr could get that board. Nelson, right angle, backs it out. He's got Gearhart on him in that 2-3 zone out there on that right wing. Now Parr with the ball. Parr crosses over, gets to the foul line to Jackson. Jackson out on top to Blake. They patient on the offense. They lob over Nelson for three from the right angle. No good. Parr can't save it. Air ball by Nelson there. White coming back in. He's going to get Parr. No, he's going to get Jackson out. So it's Parr, Yeager, Nelson, Blake, and White, the starting five on the floor. Oldham, Desitoff, Pike, Smith, and Gearhart on the floor for Lapine. Starting five for both teams with 3:52 to go in the first half. 16-13 Warriors, but five straight points by Lapine. Gearhart down the low post. Turning, nothing there. Goes out to Desitoff. They repost Gearhart on Parr. Parr pretty strong, holding his ground. Gearhart's a big kid. He kicks it out to Pike. Left corner three. Good. So Good ball movement by Lapine, and we have a tie game. They've scored eight straight. The Warriors have scored eight straight before that. Nelson, right corner, penetrates in all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Jason Nelson with a slithering drive, working his way around a couple of different white jerseys to get inside there and lay it up. 18-16 Warriors as we come up on the 3:10 mark in the first half. Smith out to Pike. Jason runs him off the line there. Pike now kicks it out to Gearhart. Gearhart looking inside. They want to go inside to Gearhart or into Oldham. They finally do. And we're going to have a push by Kodiak as Oldham was catching the ball. Kodiak kind of using his chest to lean on him. 2:57 to go. That's Kodiak's second foul, fourth team foul on the Warriors. Kodiak needs to be careful here. He's always giving up size to these guys. So they line up three across the bottom of the key. They lob into Oldham on the left block. He turns, right hook, no good. They're going to call Jaeger for the foul, and Jaeger says, I did not foul anybody. He goes over to talk to the official. The official says, hey, don't talk to me about it. That's his third foul, though. So Oldham will go to the line to shoot two. Wart going into the game. Wart has one foul. It looked to me like Oldham just lost the ball on the way up, lost control of it, and it made the shot look horrible. Jaeger says, I did not touch him. Oldham hits the first. So Jaeger out with three. Wart back in. Oldham with one more chance to tie this game at 18. Five team fouls on the Warriors now. Oldham hits a pair. He's got a nice-looking stroke. I don't think he's a kid you want to put on the foul line at any point in this game. Warriors working against this 2-2-1 press. Blake gets passed. Bounce pass inside to Wart. Wart fumbles it, gets it back out to Nelson. Fakes the three. Now to White. White, top of the key, penetrates down, pulls up from 12. No good. Wart with the rebound. Bounce pass to Nelson. Desitov gets in and steals it. Rolls over. No travel called. They have not called one travel on a rollover on the floor yet. There have been three of them by Lapine. Pike misses the three. Banging inside. Smith crashes the board. Nelson knocks it down. Smith saves it back into Desitov. Pulls up over par. No good. Rebound. Blake on the weak side. Chaotic physical action by both teams here up and down this floor. Blake, top of the key, throws it out right side. Nelson will take the three from there. Good! Jason Nelson with a big three. He's got seven in the game. The lead all scorers. 21-18 Warriors. 2 minutes to go, first half. Smith on the right angle extended. Gets a little screen from Oldham. Oldham knocks Blake down. Smith misses. Rebound by Wart. Sam White brings it up. Goes over to Blake, right side, three-pointer. No good, just a little short right on line, though. And Gearhart with the rebound. And a timeout taken by Lapine. It's going to be a 30-second variety. The minute 38 to go in the first half, 21-18 Warriors. We're going to take, we're going to stay here. I don't have a short enough commercial for that lined up. So right now, scoring for the Warriors, Jason Nelson has seven, Zach Blake six, Sam White has seven, and Jaeger with two. For Lapine, they're being led by Oldham with six, Gearhart five, Pike three, and Desitov and Smith with two each. 21-18 Warriors, five team fouls on the Warriors, four on Lapine, so neither team probably going to get into the bonus here, at least not anytime soon, and there's just over a minute and a half left to go in the second quarter. On the floor for the Warriors, Wart, Parr, Nelson, White, and Blake, and the starting five minus Gearhart for the Hawks. Instead of Gearhart, they have George in the game. Chandler George, a 6-foot senior. Very veteran team. You can see by the way they play, very confident. Smith, off the top of the key, goes to Desitov in the corner to George. Parr D's him up out there. There's almost a steal by Nelson. They get it over to Pike for three. No good. Ball tipped by Smith. Tipped, he gets it back. Takes it up. I think he traveled. They're going to say a foul on the floor. I think this might be on Zach Blake. Let's see if that's who they call it on. I think it's going to be on. No, they're going to call it on Parr. I didn't see that at all. But that's a 16 foul on the Warriors. Tyler Parr with his first. I'm not sure where that foul occurred. They inbound. Left side of the key on the baseline. They get it into Smith. Left corner two. No good. And over the top, George knocks it loose. Oldham finds it at about 8 feet and rattles it in. Warriors have got to do a better job of boxing out. Oldham with 8 points now. Warriors have got to box out and clear some space. Nelson with the ball goes down low to Wart. Wart puts it up. He's fouled. He scores. Josh Wart taking the pass from Nelson on the baseline. Got hit on the way up across the arms, but powered through it and put it up and in. Josh Wart with his first bucket of the game. 23-20 Warriors, and Wart will go to the line. Foul's going to be on Smith. That's his first 15 foul on Lapine. 101 to go in the first half. Wart to the line. Short. And George with the rebound. Smith brings it up. He gets a little screen from Oldham. He doesn't use it. He goes the other way to Desitov. Desitov uses the Oldham screen. Now flips it over to George at the top of the key. George, par on him. Back to Desitov. He'll take a 22-footer. No good. Battling inside. White complaining that Oldham came over his back. She probably did. No call. There's a running shot down the right side of the key by George. Puts it in, and I think Parr's going to get dinged with his second foul here. Coach Nelson not happy at all about people. Yeah, it's going to be on Parr. Nelson not happy at all about people coming over the back. And now the coach, the official's telling him he can't stand where he's standing. So Coach Nelson backing up and trying to get an answer as to what's going on out there, why these guys are allowed to come over the back consistently. And that's what we're seeing, is that the Warriors have inside position and Lapine just going up and over the top, tipping the ball away, and then chasing down the loose ball. It's happened probably four times during the first half. George misses badly. Ball's loose. Nelson comes out of there with it. Brings it across. He's fouled by George. A little bump. There have been lots of those in this game that haven't been called. Lapine's an interesting place to come and play. Here you have their second game of the year on this Saturday night, but it's the same weekend that they do their Starlight Parade here in Lapine. And as a result of that, there's more Amity fans there are here than there are Hawks fans. Foul on George's first, 16 foul. 27 seconds to go, first half. Been a rough, physical, emotional game for the Warriors, but this is a good test for them here early in the season. They come out, they want to trap White. He splits the trap, goes out to Nelson. Nelson fakes the three on the left wing, back to White out top. 12 seconds and counting. White crosses over, goes left, back to Nelson, corner three, no good. Weak side rebound, Wart comes down with it, takes it up into traffic, he scores with the left hand, Josh Wart, and that's the end of the first half. Had a loose ball, was tipped by a couple of Warriors. Wart grabbed it in the middle of the key, spun back to the left hand, drop step to the baseline, put it up off the glass with the left and in, and the Warriors, as a result of that, go into halftime with a 25-22 lead. Wow, hectic, fast-paced, wall-to-wall action there, and very physical by both teams. The Warriors with a three-point lead, and Warriors were led there in the first half by Nelson and White with seven each, Blake with six, Wart had four on the end of the second quarter there, and Jaeger with two for Lapine. 8 points for Oldham to lead all scorers, five for Gearhart, three for Pike, two each for Smith, George, and Desitov. All right. We've got about 9 minutes or so until the start of the second half. I'm going to take an extended break here so that I can make sure my voice will hold up through the second half of this game. So about 9 minutes from now, we'll be tipping off the second half. I'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in. Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans, for the second half of action here between your Warriors and the Lapine Hawks in the title game here of this Lapine tournament. We've had a physical, chaotic, and somewhat sloppy at times, but I'm going to have to say questionably officiated in terms of what they're allowing to go. And, you know, it's one thing to allow physical play when it doesn't affect somebody's shot or their dribble. That's one thing, but when it's affecting their ability to pull a rebound in because somebody's coming over their back or pushing them or coming underneath their legs, and I mean, we've got bodies going everywhere, and there have been fouls on both teams that have not been called, and it kind of leads to just a crazy atmosphere on the floor, and it gets a little dangerous at times, so we're hoping they'll clean this up a little bit here in the second half, call it a little bit tighter. Jaeger back in the game with the rest of the starters for the Warriors. He has three fouls, so he needs to be very careful. But Josh Ward did a fantastic job in relief of him. White with the ball. Left angles. The Warriors have it to start the second half. Still this 2-3 zone. They go to Jaeger. Jaeger with a little 8-foot jump hook. No good. And he reaches in and picks up his fourth foul. He just not staying disciplined. And now he's going to be sitting on the bench. Josh Ward coming right back in. Kodiak talking to the official. The bottom line is Oldham had the rebound. There's absolutely no reason to be trying to come in from behind and poke it away. Kodiak acts like he doesn't know what he did, but even if you didn't hit him, it looks like you hit him because you tried to poke it away from behind after he clearly has control of the rebound. And there's no other defensive pressure, nothing else going on. Warriors get a turnover right back, though, as Smith throws it away. Desitov was leaving the corner, and Smith threw it right to where he had been. So, two empty trips, one by each team here, and the Warriors have the ball back. Parr looking at this full court pressure. He gets between, and that should be a kick. It is. A little late on the whistle, but they got it. Smith kicked the ball. Parr trying to go to Nelson on the left wing. Warriors will inbound right in front of the scorer's table. Warriors going right to left here in the second half. 25-22 Warriors. No scoring so far in the third quarter. Parr swings it to White. Top of the key three. Good! Sam White stepping up and knocking him down. 10 points in the game for White. And the Warriors go up by six, 28-22. Smith works off a Gearhart screen. Gets it to Pike on the right wing. Extended. Pike comes off a screen by a teammate. Gets it to Desitov. Back to Pike. Lobs it down to the low post. There's the turn and the score by Oldham and the foul on Ward. Nice, fundamentally sound low post move by Oldham there. He got deep position. Ward talking with the official right now, trying to clarify what the foul was or what happened before the foul. He's saying he got pushed kind of before the foul, but Oldham with a real nice little drop step after he caught the ball. Misses the foul shot, and Parr didn't box out Pike. Pike gets around him, gets the offensive rebound tied up by Wart. That'll be Lapine ball. Got to be physical on these guys. You've got to put a body on them and box them out because they're scrappy. They're going for every loose ball, every rebound, and they're putting a lot of pressure. Inbound to Gearhart, jumps into Parr. Parr's going to draw the foul. He didn't get set before the call. Gearhart saw him there, jumped right into him, initiated the contact, but because Parr wasn't set, they're going to get the foul on him. So Gearhart will go to the line. Oldham just missed one. Gearhart will have a chance for a three-point play right here. Gearhart on the foul shot, no good. White with the rebound. So they get a four-point trip, what could have been a five-point trip. And we've got a foul, a reach-in over on the far sideline. Sam White had the ball. Foul on Lapine. It's going to be on Gearhart. That's his second. First team foul on Lapine this half. Three on the Warriors already. Blake with the ball. Top of the key, 23-footer. Hits it! Zach Blake saw an opening and took it. Buries his third three of the game. He's got nine. Warriors back up by five, 31-26. Blake slips over the top of the Gearhart screen. Pike with the ball now. Working on Nelson. Out to Desitov. Fakes on White, drives, kicks it out to Gearhart, top of the key, three, he hits it. Gearhart with five in this quarter, 10 in the game, and it's back to 31-29 Warriors. White throws it ahead to Nelson, they break the pressure. Nelson takes his time, now he drives, kicks it to White. White, 24-footer, no good, ball tipped, it's going to be Lapine basketball. 5:51 left to go in the third. 31-29 Warriors. Tommy Jackson going to come back in, I think, here soon, but not yet. Smith goes to Desitov on the left wing. Back to Smith out top. He and Desitov play catch. They go high post to Gearhart. Turns, throws it. Nelson with the steal. It's going to be a foul on Smith as Nelson headed up the floor. Smith took the blocking foul. That's his second, I believe. Second team foul on Lapine. George coming in for Smith. Smith's picked up two fouls here in this quarter. They're saying it's three on the bench. Smith says, I've got two. That's what the board says, but I think the table told him that's three. Nelson swings it to Parr, left corner three. Got hit, no call. White with the rebound on the weak side, kicks it out. Blake from 25, hits it! Zach Blake from 25 feet out took the pass. Nobody came out on him, and that's how you'll bust a zone. When you can shoot from there, that's Devin McShane range right there, folks. Zach Blake has it. Gearhart, top of the key, drives in, pushes Nelson out of the way. No call. Back out to Desitov for three. No good. Gearhart with the rebound at the foul line. Back out to Desitov. Got to hold your ground on that next time, Jason, and draw that charge as he kind of bowls his way in. Desitov, right angle. Warriors in zone defense, 2-3 here. Desitov gets to the foul line, pulls up, rattles it in. Warriors had a little confusion there on assignments. And Coach Nelson talking about it. Now the Warriors throw it away. Pass from White intended for Nelson. Nelson was leaning the wrong way and couldn't get back to the ball. 34-31 Warriors, and a timeout taken by Coach Nelson. Tapping his head, telling players to think. Can't have those kind of mental mistakes out there. And they just had back-to-back ones. They gave up an uncontested foul line jumper against the zone defense. That shouldn't happen. Somebody's got to step up and challenge that in the middle. And then they throw a ball away against the press. Really, the pressure wasn't that tight. 34-31. We've got a full timeout, so I'm going to take a quick break. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh.
Welcome back. They come back from that a little sooner than I was expecting. Lapine basketball. They get it in deep to Gearhart. He turns. He's fouled. That's going to be on Parr. I think that's going to be four on Tyler. Tyler very frustrated. This is the first kid we've seen where Tyler not able to hold his ground against him. And Gearhart's probably got Tyler by a good 40 pounds. And he's a good low post player. He knows how to get position, how to catch that ball, and then how to use the drop step and the hip to be able to pin Tyler, and Tyler kind of came up across his back as he drop stepped. Gearhart misses the first. 0 for 2 from the line. Jackson in. Parr very frustrated as he heads to the sideline. Coach Nelson says, don't worry about it. It's just it's part of a learning process on how to guard somebody in that low post. And you don't meet a lot of guys with the kind of bulk and strength that Gearhart has, as well as those fundamentals. He makes the second one. It's a two-point game. Warriors this time take care of the ball better. White gets it across. Bounce pass to Nelson on the left wing. Nelson back to White. White will take some time, get things set up here. It's a little screen out top from Jackson. Swings it to Nelson. Looking inside, not there. Back to White. White bobbles it, gets it back, penetrates in. Wart, corner three. Faded a little bit, no good. Jackson tips, ball's loose, and Jackson, oh, he had it. He dribbled it off his knee. He had it. He couldn't corral it. He tried to dribble it instead of just grabbing the ball. You got to grab that ball with two hands and secure it when it's loose. Don't try to dribble it off the loose corral. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 34-32 Warriors. Desitov off a little screen, lobs to Oldham, right at the rim, misses. Jackson high for the rebound. Boy, he almost had it. That was a well-designed play there. Blake drives, stripped, leaves it for Ward. He scores. I don't know if that was a pass or if it was stripped out of Blake's hands. I couldn't see from here. But however it went, it left it perfectly for Josh Ward. And there's a push off by George. He pushes Blake to the ground, but the pass is intercepted by Josh Ward. White with the ball, top of the key, swings it to Blake, right wing. Back to White out top. White, 24-footer, no good. Nelson can't get it. Gearhart with the rebound. Gearhart brings it up himself. Oldham says, I'm tired, coach. Get me somebody else in here. There's a rolling right-hander that comes off by Gearhart. He just kind of puts his shoulder into whoever's there and keeps powering through. He's playing old man basketball, and everybody else is playing young man basketball. And those of you who play basketball know what I'm talking about. Gearhart's not beating him with quickness or athleticism. There's a block on Blake. Oldham comes out and blocks Blake's little 10-footer on the baseline. But Gearhart's beating him with just power, strength, and fundamentals. Not the best athlete on the floor, but he's got all kinds of matchup problems out there with his size. Desitoff, left wing, goes in the corner to Pike, fakes the three, then takes the three, no good. Blake, weak side rebound. 2.5 to go. Warriors up four, 36-32. This quarter's pace has slowed down a lot. Not as many turnovers, not as rough. Wart down low, gets to the rim, draws the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Josh got in deep. He'll head to the foul line. He's 0 for 1 from the foul line tonight so far. He's got 6 points. This is all part of the education of a freshman, playing against physical teams, trying to figure out what you could do and what you can't do against certain guys. Really working on that bag of tricks that you need to be a good post player. Ward hits the first one. Oldham out, George out, Smith and Manley back in. So Smith, Manley, Pike, Gearhart, and Desitoff in the game. Warriors with Jackson, Wart. Wart hits the second one there. Pair of free throws for the freshman. Wart, Jackson, Blake, Nelson, and White. Manley, left side to Smith. They go in the corner to Desitoff. Back to Smith on the left wing. Wart on him. Man, 2-3 zone it looks like out there. There's a missed jumper, and it's going to go all the way out to the left corner and out of bounds. Nobody touches it. So Desitoff misses the jumper. Desitoff, outstanding defender, ball handler, passer, transition player, not a good shooter by all accounts. Haven't seen him make anything outside of a lay-in or a very short jumper. Warriors break the pressure. Blake down to the corner to Jackson. Jackson back to Blake on the left side. They set up the offense. Wart, drive baseline, gets to the rim, and lays it up and in with the left hand. Josh Wart took it all the way from the three-point line. He started left, went to the right, back to the left as he got to the rim, and laid it up and in. 32 points for Lapine and 40 for the Warriors. And then we're going to have a foul on the drive. Manley fouled by Nelson, I believe, as he tries to take it all the way to the rim. I think this is going to be on Jason. It is. The fifth team foul on the Warriors. Nelson's first or second in this game, just his first. So Manley goes to the line to shoot two. First one is bounces around and goes in. Hit the front of the rim, the backboard, the front of the rim, and dropped in. That's his first point of the game. He'll have one more. Josh Wart now with 10 points in the game for the Warriors. Second one, no good. Wart high for the rebound. Warriors push it up on the right side. White brings it across half court. Crosses over between the legs. Goes all the way to the rim. Offensive foul or block? What's it going to be? They're waiting. They're going to call the foul on Lapine. I'll tell you what, the basket's going to be good. This is the longest I've ever seen an official take to make a call. They're going to call it on Manley. The basket's good. And I'm laughing because I've never seen an official take that long to make a call. He looked at that play. He blew the whistle. He knew there was a foul. White was aggressive. He blew the whistle, raised his hand that it was a foul, and then stared at the play, replaying it in his mind twice, I think, maybe three times, and then finally says he got him across the wrist. White hits the free throw. So the Warriors get what could have been an offensive foul turns into a three-point play. Warriors up 43-33. They haven't changed the scoreboard yet. There's a drive by Gearhart all the way down Broadway there and draws a foul as he heads to the rim. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Warriors up 10. The Warriors are not staying in front of Gearhart when he drives. And I know what's going on there. No player would ever admit it, but the bottom line is you got a kid that's 6'2", probably 240, 250 pounds, coming at you with a head of steam, and nobody wants to get in his way. It's kind of the old Charles Barkley thing. If you remember Barkley back in the 80s, 90s, he'd get a head of steam coming at you. It's like, who's going to step in there and take the charge? Who wants to absorb that kind of punishment for maybe getting the turnover? And while you may not think that consciously, somewhere in the back of your brain, you see this kid that's, you know, in Nelson's case, probably 50 or 60 pounds heavier than him, more than that, coming at you. You don't want to get hurt. Gearhart hits the second one. So it's a 43-34 game. Blake fakes the three on the left wing and then resets. Good decision by Zach. Taking his time here. Goes to White. White will have a good look at a three. That one's left. Wart battling. And we're going to have a hold against Wart. He was going up. He was trying to get up over the top of Manley. And we're going to have the foul on Wart. I think that's his second. Seventh team foul on the Warriors. And that should put Manley on the line to shoot one and one. Yeah, now the officials have figured it out that that is was not an offensive foul. It was a loose ball foul. So Wart gets his third. Excuse me. That's going to bring Tyler back in to get Josh a break here. The officials are definitely calling this tighter here in the second half. We had, for most of that first half, at the end of the first quarter, there were only five team fouls. We've had 11 team fouls in this quarter, so that tells you quite a bit of difference. I don't think the players are playing any rougher. In fact, they're playing less rough than they were in the first quarter. The officials are calling this a little tighter, trying to get this under control so nobody gets hurt, I think. Manley makes the first of the one and one. Two out of three from the line tonight. He'll have one more. Gearhart, Manley, Desitov, Pike, and Smith on the floor. So Oldham still getting a break. Manley hits a pair. So it's a seven-point game. They keep their pressure on. 1-2-2 trap. McNulty spins away. Can't find the man. Now he gets it to Jackson. Jackson wanted to pass it to Parr, but he holds it up. Gives it out to White. White, top of the key. Penetration to Jackson. Tipped away, and Smith chases it down. Can't hang on. He saves it back to Blake. Blake, corner three. No good. Jackson, weak side. Ball knocked out of his hands. I got to say, it was off of Jackson. He had the ball in two hands, and Gearhart knocked it out of his hands. I don't know if it went off of Jackson's leg, but the official was very definitive that that is Hawks basketball. 43-36, 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Got to be strong with the ball. Gearhart's coming in there with some man strength. He brushes off Parr on that. There's a loose missed shot down the right side. Parr with the rebound. He brings it himself, takes it all the way in. It's going to be an offensive foul. No, they're going to call a reach in, and Parr is going to go to the line to shoot two. Tell you what, the official on the baseline was about to call that an offensive foul, and the upper official waved him off and said, nope, it was a reach in before the offensive foul. And that's what kind of pulled Parr off balance, I think, maybe a little bit as he went up, was somebody reaching in and across the wrist. So Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's big because that would have been Tyler's fifth foul if they called that a charge. 17 seconds to go. Parr to the line to shoot two. Rattles the cage on the first one, and it won't stay in. Tyler will have one more. 43-36 Warriors. 7-point lead. Chance to make it 8 for Tyler. This one is short also. Rebound by Smith ahead to Pike. 12 seconds to go. Pike backs it out. 10 now. Over to Smith. Smith hands it to Desktop. Starts to penetrate. Pulls up. Tough 18-footer air ball. Gearhart with the rebound underneath. Powers his way up. He's going to get a foul. He put his shoulder into Jackson's face as he went up. Jumped back into him. Initiated all the contact. And this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about when I say that one of these guys out here is playing like a man among boys. Gearhart just powering through bodies and guys not holding their position. People are leaning in, sliding over, and getting partial contact. And that time, that was just Gearhart who just said, I'm going up to the basket, and you know, you're going to have to stop me. Jackson still talking to the official, saying, look, he just threw his shoulder into my face as he went up. The official telling Tommy what the foul was. Gearhart hits the first. I'm not sure that we're going to see another player that's physically stronger than Garreau Gearhart. So the Warriors only have a tenth of a second left, and so they inbound the ball. 43-38 after three quarters. Warriors extend their lead from 3 at halftime to 5 after 3, but this one far from over. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after these messages. This is KLYC and Amity Warrior Basketball.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott and they'll make a deal. Fastenal, McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Fourth quarter getting ready to start here in Lapine, where the Warriors lead the Hawks 43-38. And my wife's observation here in the break was, we're winning, but you wouldn't know it by looking at our appearance. We look dejected and beaten up. And bottom line is, that's the effect that Gearhart is having on this game. He's just physically abusing our defenders. He's only been to the line seven times in the game. He's 4 out of 7, but he's drawn other fouls. He's gotten rebounds. He's knocked guys around on the glass. He's just causing a lot of problems for our defenders. We got some big kids. Tyler Parr is a big, strong kid at 6 foot, 200 pounds, and Gearhart makes him look small. Gearhart's got to be at least 250. Nelson out top over to White. White, they try to throw the lob, and it was tipped by Pike, stolen. It hit Desidoff. Desidoff down the left side. Throws up a wild shot. No good. He goes sailing out of bounds. Nelson with the rebound to Blake. Blake thinks about the three. Doesn't take it. Penetrates in. Out to Parr. Parr, left corner three. Good! Tyler Parr! Couldn't make his free throws, but he buries the corner three. The free throws, he had a lot to think about. We're going to have a blocking foul on Blake. He got in the way of Smith at the other end. And Tyler at the free throw line, the form looked good, but you just looked tired. Comes out of that quarter timeout there, gets a minute to sit on the bench, comes in, the legs look a little bit fresher, and he buries the three. Smith will go to the line. It's 1-on-1. It's been 1-on-1 for a while. And he misses the front end of that, and Nelson gets the rebound. So that's a big one for the Warriors. They get nothing out of that trip for Lapine. 46-38. Amity with the 8-point lead. The Warriors have to be careful here. Don't want to rush this. Kodiak Yeager gets thrown to the ground on a cut through the lane. He's frustrated. He's got 4 fouls playing in the game. And now he works at the foul line. This 2-3 zone. Sammy passes it over to Tyler. Tyler, right angle three. No good. Bounces around. No good. Pike comes out of there with it. Pike brings it up. Pulls up top of the key, extended. Now he throws inside to Oldham. Oldham fakes once, goes up, misses it. Misses it. The tip is out of bounds off of Smith. Oldham could have dunked it, I think. Instead, he tried to finger roll it, and it hit the other side of the rim. 46-38 Warriors with the ball. Tyler with it, looking at this. Gets it over to Blake. Blake gets past Oldham on the right side. Throws it inside to Kodiak. Kodiak fouled as he goes up. He'll go to the line. That'll be on Desitoff. So good job by Blake as he worked up the right side. Got past Oldham. And then it was a little 2-on-1. Able to get it to Kodiak in the low block for the lay-in attempt. Kodiak will have 2. Yeager just 2 points in this game. Been in foul trouble since early in the first quarter. Kodiak hits the first. He's had a frustrating game. Had some fouls called on him that he wasn't happy about. Has been kind of beat up and bullied inside a little bit. He hits a pair, though, and the Warriors extend this to 10 points. Gearhart won't be on the bench long, I can't imagine. He may have been a little tired after that third quarter, but he carried that team in the third. There's a tip. They're going to get Kodiak for a hole down low, and that's 5. Kodiak was reaching around. I saw it from here. He was holding Oldham. That's going to bring Wart back in. Kodiak frustrated. He didn't even realize the foul was on him. He's frustrated. Scott calming him down on the sideline, having a talk with him about sportsmanship and about attitude. He's getting a lecture right now from Scott, and a deserved one. So that's 5 on Kodiak. He's out. Kodiak still getting talked to by Coach Nelson. Scott has a hold of his jersey and giving him a good talking to about attitude and behavior and leadership, I'm sure. Wart into the game. 6:21 to go in the fourth. Warriors up 10. Double bonus the rest of the way for Lapine. Warriors will be in the bonus with the next foul from Lapine. Oldham hits the first. So Wart in the game with three fouls. Jackson on the bench, resting. Second one gets the front of the rim and drops in for Oldham. Oldham had 10 at or 8 at halftime. He has 12 in the game now. Parr fouled by Desitov coming in. And Desitov gets his leg rolled up on as Parr goes to the ground. Desitov fouled him and hurts his ankle, and he's going to come out of the game. He doesn't want to, but Gearhart going to come in. Desitov out. Unfortunate injury there for Lapine. Desitov fouled Parr and fell to the ground. Parr fell down also, and as he did, Desitov didn't fall immediately. He knocked Parr down on the reach-in, and as Parr fell, he rolled up on the ankle of Desitov, who's in some pain on the bench. I think he's just a tweak. He'll probably be all right. But Gearhart comes back in. I'm not sure that's good for the Warriors. Free throw by Parr, good. He's got four in the game. 49-40 Warriors, 6:17 to go in the fourth. 10 team fouls for Amity, 7 now for Lapine. Parr hits a pair, and it's back to a 10-point lead. Manley playing the point now. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Blake gets over the Oldham screen. All the way in. Oldham battling. White comes out of there with the rebound. White pushing it up all the way. He's going to take it in. Hesitates. Lays it up. No good. Wart battling. Nelson comes out of there with it. Gets bumped by Gearhart. No call. Nelson penetrates in. Stripped by Gearhart. Smith comes out of there with it. Smith on a 4-on-1. Leans into Blake. Offensive foul. Zach Blake holding the ground. Lapine coach not happy at all. Thought Blake slid in. The Warriors take the offensive foul. That's the third or fourth on Smith. The board says three, but I'm not sure that's right. They might have four on him. The board is not the official book. Remember that when you're at a basketball game. It's not always right. And White gets taken out by Oldham. Oldham trying to get to the ball just goes through White like a defensive back trying to intercept a pass. Takes White out before he gets to the ball. And Oldham will come over and talk to his coach here for a minute. We're going to have a timeout taken by Lapine as Oldham gets a lecture about something. I'm not sure if it was the play he made or his response to the foul, because everybody in the building knew it was a foul except Oldham. So that kind of response, similar to Kodiak's response, not okay with coaches when players get demonstrative after a foul call. A lot of times that'll get you a technical in a game, and you want to be careful about that. All right, we have a timeout here on the floor. We're going to take a quick commercial break. 50-40 Warriors. We'll be back after this message.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Warriors up 10, 5:43 to go in the fourth. Double bonus for both teams the rest of the way. We can see a lot of free throws coming up in the next 5:43. Kodiak Yeager's fouled out of the game for the Warriors. Probably only played about 8 minutes of this game to pick up those 5 fouls. He was in foul trouble early in the first. Picked up his third right after coming back into the game in the second. Picked up his fourth early in the third, and then his fifth after he'd been back in the game just a couple of minutes. Sam White hits the first one. White leading the Warriors in scoring tonight with, I'll get you a total here, 13, I believe. Now 14 for White. I think that's correct. Warriors up 12. Manley with the ball. Desitov back in on that gimpy ankle. Oldham out, but Gearhart in the game for the Hawks. Gearhart's been the real problem for him. Left corner three, no good. Gearhart with the rebound, turns, jumps into Josh, and could have gotten a foul on Josh. Josh jumped off the floor. Gearhart lays it up and in through the contact. So a lucky no call there for the Warriors. Warriors working against this press still. They get it over to Blake. Blake hooks it back to White up by the center circle. Coming up on the five-minute mark to go, 10-point lead for the Warriors. White gets the play call from Nelson. Coach Nelson gives it to him. White crosses over, penetrates in, jump stop with the left hand, no good. Wart gets pushed in the back, I think. Yep, Wart's going to go to the line to shoot two. I think that's on Desitov. Wart had good position as he went up. You saw him kind of go sailing towards the baseline a little bit. A sure sign of somebody pushing you in the back, because that's not the direction you want to jump to go get the rebound. Wart had the rebound anyway, but you could tell by the way that he flew through the air that he had been pushed. Wart at the line, hits the first. Josh pretty comfortable with the foul line, as he talked about before. And the Warriors are going to take a 30-second timeout. So we're going to stay right here. 4:58 to go in this one. Warriors up 53-42. And this one's been a battle physically, which is really good for these Warriors. You know, we might complain about a rough physical game, but they're going to need that. You've got to be able to play through that. A team that's maybe got some height advantage with Oldham inside at 6'6". They've got a physical advantage in Gearhart, who can just beat you up inside and take the ball to the hoop strong and really cause all kinds of matchup problems for you. They've pressed the Warriors and caused a few turnovers this game. So this is an excellent game for the Warriors here early in the season. They're going to have to be able to play through games like this where calls don't go your way. People are in foul trouble. You have to go deep into your bench. Parr has four fouls. Jaeger's already fouled out. Ward has three fouls. So all the bigs have some issues there for the Warriors in this game. And yet here they sit with an 11-point lead, and Ward will go back to the foul line, a chance to make it 12. And the lack of foul calls in the first half being made up for here in the second half for sure. Both teams have 10 or more fouls now in the game. Ward will go to the line to shoot a second one. Ward with 11 points in the game so far. I don't think he's got the double-double tonight. He hasn't had that many rebounds. He probably only has three or four rebounds in this game. So it's Ward, Parr, Nelson, Blake, and White on the floor for the Warriors. Gearhart, Smith, Pike, and Desitov and Manley on the floor for the Hawks. Ward hits the second one as well. He is 4 out of 5 from the line now. He's hit his last 4 in a row. Little clear out. Manley to the basket, lays it up and in as he beats Blake easily. That's the first time we've seen that type of isolation action. Got to have better help defense there. Back to a 10-point lead, 4:40 to go. Still pressing. White gets it across half court, but dribbles into that trap. Now he finds Parr on the far side. Parr takes his time, eyes it, buys it. No good. Wart with the weak side rebound. Back out on top to White. He'll reset the offense. Great job by the freshman to get the rebound. White penetrates in, steps through, gets it on the glass, and in! Nice up fake on Gearhart. Got him to hesitate, and then Sammy stepped through and got the lay-in. Nice job by Sam to get Gearhart to freeze with the jump stop and the head fake. Manley to Smith. Smith for a 3 out top. No good. Wart high for the rebound. Picks up his dribble. That wasn't a good idea, but he gets it to Nelson. Nelson to Parr. Parr takes it in. Ball knocked away and out of bounds by Manley. That was a good strip by number 3. They had a 2-on-1. Should have been able to finish that off, but Manley committed himself to stopping that one way or another, and he got the ball clean. Smith out. Oldham back in. 3:56 to go. Warriors up 12 and the ball. They box it up right side of the key. They're going to inbound. Nelson gets it to Parr. Parr inside to Wart. Wart turns, goes up strong, blocked by Oldham. Josh has got to learn how to deal with these 6'6 kids in that low block. It's not easy. You just can't turn and go. You got to give them some moves. That was a little too methodical. Gearhart out to Desitov. He misses the 3. Wart with another rebound, though. I said he didn't have very many rebounds. He's had 3 the last 3 trips down the floor, so he's got to have 6 or 7 now. He may get this double-double yet. 56-44, Warriors, 3.5 minutes to go, and the ball. And they'll run some clock now. They're spreading this out. White to Nelson, back to White. White taking his time to Nelson, cross court to Parr, back to White. Warriors running clock down to 3:10. Now White goes in, gets contact. He's going to get to the line. That's going to be on Gearhart. Those are the calls that we're not getting. The Warriors were not able to get in the first half. Now they're starting to get some of those. White going to go to the line for 2. That's the same thing he did to Gearhart before. This time Gearhart leaned in and got the contact. Didn't let Sammy step through. So White to the line. 3:06 to go in the fourth. First one's perfect. Sam has settled down with the line. He missed one early, but hasn't since then. He's hit six in a row from the foul line. He's hit 8 out of 9 tonight. Told you he was. He might be 80% on the year, but he's a better free throw shooter than that. This is a kid that he and Zach Blake, I think, could spend all night there and just kill you. Blake hasn't been there tonight, but Sam has. He's 9 out of 10 from the foul line tonight. What a performance by the senior guard. The clock did not start, so I think they should run some time off the clock, but they're not going to. 3:05 to go. Clock did not start on that inbound. 58-44, Warriors, 3:05 to go. Jackson in. He's going to get Tyler out. Tyler has 4 fouls. And I know Scott would like to not only get him a break, but save him in case he needs him here in the last minute of the game as a free throw shooter. Desitov with the ball as we come up on the 3-minute mark. Smith, left wing, looking inside to Oldham. Wart doing a good job on him down there. Denies the entry pass. They come to the other side. They go into Gearhart. Gearhart working on Jackson. Turns, spins. Nice spin on the baseline. Gets it up and in on Jackson. Gearhart just a load down there. He just knows great footwork and knows how to work the body down there. And that was just a great play right there. Back down to 12, Warrior lead. Blake, baseline, jump step inside. Gets his shot blocked. But they're going to say, I think before the whistle was a little late. The whistle came when Jackson had the ball and was going up for the shot, but it's going to put Blake on the line to shoot, too. The foul was before that. The official, I think, just realized what he saw after the fact. Better to get it right late than not to get it right at all. Blake to the line. Ooh, short on the free throw. First time he's been there all night. Blake with 12 in the game. He'll have one more. 12-point lead. Blake, second one, good. He's got 13 points now. 2.5 to go. Warriors up 13. Smith all the way. Nobody playing defense at all, and Smith gets to the all the way to the rack for the lay-in. White with the ball. Triple teamed. Gets passed it to Nelson. Nelson, and he's going to be fouled by Gearhart. As he drives in, Nelson was getting ready to pass off, but it doesn't matter. You're going to the line for two either way. 11-point game. Nelson to the line for 2 free throws. Chance to extend this lead a little bit. That's going to be on Gearhart. That's got to be 4. It is 4 on him. Coach Gilliam from Lapine comes over to check the book and see what his foul situation is. Nelson short on the first one. Jason, normally an outstanding foul shooter. He's 0 for 2 tonight. He'll have one more. Chance to make this a 12-point lead. And he bricks that one. That one wasn't even close. Oldham chases down the rebound, gets it into Smith. Jason struggling at the foul line. He's got to fix those worries. Smith out to George. Air ball's a 3. Jackson with the rebound. Takes a dribble, gets it to Nelson, now to White. White will take care of this pressure without any problem. He loves to dribble against pressure. Weaving through traffic, gets the ball to Blake. Blake, corner 3. Good! Zach Blake with 16. You can't leave Blake standing alone by himself in the corner. That's a problem with a zone press right there. Gearhart out top, rims a 3 in and out. White with the rebound, and that's going to just about do it. Oldham fouls him right away. Minute 43 to go. This one's about over, folks. 62-48. Zach Blake putting a little exclamation point on this one. Barry in the corner 3. That's the new-fashioned way to break the press, right? Bunch of dribbling by Sam White. He gets guys collapsing towards him. He's got 3 white jerseys coming at him. He makes a quick skip pass down the sideline to a guy standing at the 3-point line who, rather than drive, just calmly knocks down the 3-pointer without any hesitation at all. White knocks down the first one at the line. He'll have one more. But that's, boy, that would have got you in trouble when I was a kid. Of course, there was no 3-point line, so it was worth 2. You'd never take that corner 2. But that wasn't the way you broke the press back then. Now, these kids work on that 3-point shot so much. You watch a Zach Blake or a Sam White shoot, and literally they could shoot 40 or 50 shots and make 90% from 3-point range just standing around. And they'll do it to you in a game, too. If you leave them alone, it's as good as a little 5-footer off the glass for those kids. We've got a full timeout, and we're going to take a quick commercial break and be back. Warriors up by 16, 1:43 to go here in Lapine.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
1:43 left to go here from Lapine High School, where the Warriors lead the Lapine Hawks 64-48. This is a tough-fought game. Warriors were up 12-8 after one, 25-22 at halftime, 43-38 in the third, but have just steadily pulled away in the fourth, and in part because of their ability to make the open three against the zone and the ability to knock down free throws. Sam White, 11 out of 12 from the foul line tonight. And I'm sure those are some career highs for him. I've been covering the Warriors for a few years here, and that's about as good as anybody this side of Devin McShane. We got a double dribble. Good pressure by Sam White caused a double dribble on Manley. Devin McShane was 15 out of 16, I believe, if I remember right, at Willamina a couple of years ago. Yeah, it was last year. I don't remember. When did Devin graduate? 2 years ago. 15 out of 16 is the best I've seen. Sam White might have a chance to get there tonight if they keep fouling him. Nelson gets it in, leaves it for Wart. Wart goes baseline, nothing there, kicks it out to White. He'll hold it. White with the dribble. Here comes the double. They let him go. Gets to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Wart. Reverse lay-in. No good. Nice move by Josh. Frustrated. That was a double dribble that either official saw right there by Smith. Gearhart running down, gets the offensive foul. Zach Blake standing there and taking the charge. That's the first person all game that's been willing to stand there and let Gearhart run him over. And Gearhart tried to get past him, but got his wide shoulder up against Blake's. And Blake just held his ground and let Gearhart take him out. That's the problem with being 250 plus. When you run into a guy like Zach Blake that weighs maybe 145 pounds, Blake's going to go flying. We had a timeout taken by Scott. I think this will probably be a 30 here. Let's see what they call. See if we're going to stay or go. 1:10 left. Warriors up 16. It's going to be a full, so we're going to take one last commercial break, I think. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors being led tonight by Sam White with 21, as I mentioned, 11 out of 12 from the foul line. And Zach Blake with 16, Josh Wart with another double-digit scoring effort. He's got 12 points. I don't know if he's got the double-double or not. Tyler Parr into the game along with Nelson, White, Blake, and Wart. Wart gets it into White. White pushes up the left side behind his back now, gets past George, gets across half court, puts the brakes on. Now he penetrates, and we're going to have a foul on George. That'll put White on the line to shoot two. He'll get a chance to add to that 21-point total. I'm going to get you a total on this Garo Gearhart. He had 5 points in the first half. He's got 19 in the game, so a 14-point second half. Tristan Smith going to come into the game here, as White makes a free throw, making him 12 out of 13 tonight. Joe McNulty in, Brian Hatch in. Emptying the bench here. Tommy Jackson coming in. Waiting to see if they're going to let him in or not. Miscommunication between the official and Tommy. Official thought he was coming in for the shooter. McNulty was coming in for the shooter. So Wart's out. He gets a nice round of applause from the Warrior faithful. Probably about 30 Warrior fans traveled over here for this. White hits another one. So, by all accounts, I've got Sammy for 13 out of 14 from the light. line tonight. He comes off pretty giddy about this whole night. Warriors up 66-48. Turn this one into a blowout here in the fourth with under a minute to go now. And Wes Streeter going to come in for Jason Nelson. There's a block shot by Tom Jackson. Tristan Smith with it. He takes it into the teeth of the defense. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball. And here comes Wes Streeter. Wes coming in for Jason. Nice win for the Warriors. They won by 15 over Burns last night. They're up by 18 in this game. 46 seconds to go. Warriors will box it up. They inbound. Smith to Hatch. Hatch, corner three. Streeter, no good off the backboard. Streeter chases it, can't get it. Pike with the ball. Hatch outruns him, saves it. No, he stepped on the sideline. Brian Hatch showing a burst of speed there. And the ball will be out of bounds on the far sideline to Lapine. It's not a bad Lapine team, but the Warriors with just too much. Sam White tonight and Zach Blake, as well as Josh Ward. Oldham inside misses the short one. Streeter with the rebound. Good defense there by Tom Jackson. Hatch at the other end. Traveled. Got a little quick-footed there and shuffled the feet as he started to drive from the corner as he was looking for a cutting Tristan Smith. 27 seconds to go, 66-48. Good win tonight for the Warriors. They move to 3-0 on the season. And we'll play Salem Academy next week. Hatch with the rebound after they miss. He saves it back in. Jackson gets it to McNulty. And with 12 seconds to go, that's it, folks. Tristan Smith will hold it. Well, he's going to drive because they're going to guard him. Kicks it out to Hatch. Hatch looks at the three and fakes it. Lapine played hard all the way to the end, but the final score, Amity 66, Lapine 48. A great win for the Warriors here. Sam White leading the way with 23 points tonight. Josh Wart with 12. Zach Blake, 16, 5 3-pointers for Zach. Jason Nelson. You know what? I think Zach's got more than 16. No, he doesn't. That's right, 16. Jason Nelson had 7. Tyler Parr with 5. Kodiak Yeager, 4. And that's it for the scoring for the Warriors tonight. Great game for Amity. Had to fight through a very, very physical game. And that was a great experience for them. I know Coach Nelson will be really glad they played this game. They got out of it without any injuries, just a lot of bruises, bumps, and having to learn how to play through that frustration. I'll talk to Coach about this next week, but I guarantee he's going to be very excited about this game tonight because of how mentally tough the Warriors had to be to fight through and keep taking that pounding, especially from Gearhart. All right, we're going to be done with this tonight. They're going to give a trophy presentation here. I'm pretty sure that Sam White and Zach Blake will be on the all-tournament team, but they might sneak Josh Ward on there. It's hard to say. Josh is a little less exciting in his points. He's not knocking down three-pointer after three-pointer, but nonetheless, Josh played a huge role in the game, double figures both nights. He had 10 points last night and 12 points tonight, and probably averaged double figures in rebounds for the tournament here. Let's see who they say on the all-tournament team. I'll tell you who it is. They're from Amity, Sam White. No surprise there. Sammy with two good games here at this tournament, and Zach Blake. So kind of what we thought. The guard play really stood out in this tournament for Zach and Sam there. From Lapine, it's got to be Gearhart. Yep, Jarrell Gearhart, just an absolute beast inside against Amity. And Oldham also getting on the all-tournament team, and Gearhart showing good sportsmanship, going over to talk to the Warrior guys, and he's a legit big guy. He's may only be 6'2", but 6'2", 250, and fundamentally very sound. Blake chatting with him a little bit, and they're laughing at half court there. White and Blake, Oldham and Gearhart. So they're going to get a picture of the four of them taken together, two short guys and the two big guys. All right, that's it for tonight. We are going to call it good. From Lapine here, glad that you could join in and enjoy this. Amity getting their trophy there. You hear a good round of applause from all the fans here, Warrior fans and Lapine fans alike. And that's it for tonight. The Warriors will, I don't know if I have one in front of me, but Amity will play again on, I'll find it here. I really will. Salem Academy on the 5th. So we will have that coverage for you. If you can't be at Salem Academy for that game, make sure you're tuning in right here, same place, and we'll bring it to you. So it's another great night to be a Warrior. Two wins for the teams tonight, and we're going to call that good. So wherever you are, have a good night, everybody.